This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's question and answer session. There is a question received. The question is, if a person never heard the gospel, does God send them to hell? You know, it is a very important question, isn't it? First of all, let us know some truths about God and about us. We know from the pages of the Bible that we understand God is fair and just. He is merciful, gracious, compassionate, and love. In addition, God is the true judge. He fairly and righteously judges. Several examples in the Bible shows God hates sin because he is holy, and at the same time, God loves sinners because he is our creator God. Besides, God is holy and no man can keep his moral laws on a going basis. Bible affirms this truth. And you know, when we break his moral laws, big or small, then we become transgressors or simply called sinners. This is why the Bible says about all people, it says there is none righteous, not even one. You can read about this in Romans 3:10 to 12. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become useless. There is none who does good, there is not even one. End of quote. You see, this is a spiritual lesson 101 the Bible teach all of us. You see, no one can say, I am not a sinner. I have come across people who claim that they are not sinners or they never did sin. I don't know how they can say that. You see, the truth is all people broke the moral laws of God, either in their actions, thoughts, or words. So there is no one righteous, not even one. You know, you can travel all around the world and you can look through the history. The Bible declares you will not find even one person who is righteous, not even one. All have turned aside and broke the moral laws of God. Bible also says if any claim to be without sin, he or she is just deceiving themselves. There is no truth in their claims. Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10, if anyone claims they have not sinned, then they make God a liar and his word is not in them. Why? Because God says all are sinners and no one is righteous, not even one. By the claim that we never sinned, we make God a liar. This is what the Bible says. See, that is why we need a savior. When we come to his son Jesus Christ, God applies his shed blood to cover our sins. Also, God gives his righteousness as a garment for us. This is not any righteousness based on works or deeds. This is the righteousness of God he gives to us when we come to Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior and Lord. Bible says this. It says, gospel is the power of God for everyone who believes. To the Jews first and also to the Greek, means Gentiles. Then after that it says, for in it, that means in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. End of quote. You see, God gives his righteousness or right standing before him. Despite our unrighteous standing before God, because of the blood of Christ that was paid for all of our sins. Now, let me come back to the question, right? Does God send people to hell? Let us go back and remember Abraham asked this question to the Lord in the book of Genesis chapter 18 verses 25. He asked, far be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? End of quote. This question, shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly, is a rhetorical question which demands an answer. The answer is yes, God deals justly and fairly. Now, this question that is in the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, is answered in the last book of the Bible called Revelation. Revelation 16:7 says this, and I heard the altar saying, yes, O Lord God the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. End of quote. You see, the announcement is from God's temple in heaven. and that assures and affirms that the Lord God, the Almighty, is true and righteous in His judgments. The book of Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 20 says this: God's wrath comes from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, because they suppress the truth about God in their unrighteousness. It means God revealed Himself, or God is evident within them. God made it apparent to them about His existence. It says, since they have clearly witnessed in the creation of this world, they have witnessed God's invisible attributes, divine nature and power, by looking at the marvelous creation around them. Because God revealed Himself to all people, people do not have any excuse. The real issue is this: even though they knew God, when they looked at the sky, stars and heaven and all the beautiful creation around them, instead of wanting to know more about God, people suppress the truth about God. They know God created all in their inner hearts and minds as well. But you know what they do? They suppress that truth and continue in their darkness. Why? Because they love darkness instead of the light. You know, what we discussed so far is called the general revelation of God. General revelation of God is internal and external. The general revelation of God is this: God made Himself known to all people in their hearts by His stamp of God awareness in each one of us. Bible says in Romans 2, 14 to 15, God placed His moral law within human minds and hearts. And that is why when you look around the world, all nations have moral codes or moral laws that says lie, murder, cheating, stealing, all those are condemned in all nations. The verse also tells people's conscience bear witness of God. You know, God placed His GPS, His navigation inside people. Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, God also set eternity in the hearts of men. When you look around the world, all man-made religions are the result of this God awareness in man's hearts. Don't you think so? You know, the external revelation of God is this: He revealed Himself through the creation around us. The book of Psalms chapter 19 says, the heavens declares the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Also, nights and days reveal God. But there is no speech from this creation. It doesn't talk. But all of it declares silently the wonder-working hands of the Creator God. Therefore, people have no excuse because they know God, because God made known about Him to all men everywhere. However, the sad truth is this: they realize God's existence and turn around and suppress that truth, because they like the works of darkness and do not want to come to the light of God. No thankfulness to God, no honor to God, no prayer to God, no desire to know the truth about God. After witnessing all these convincing proofs around them and inside them, no one can deny the truth of God after looking at the nature around them and heavens above them. No one can deny the stamp of God in his or her conscience either. You know, the truth is this: if someone realizes the truth about God and do not suppress that truth based on the general revelation, God is ready to save them and take them to heaven and would not send them to hell. Why? God will respond if anyone prays like this: I want to know, Lord. I want to know more about you. Please reveal you to me. God loves that prayer. Bible incidents proves again and again God would send His gospel to that person wherever that person may be. Cornelius and Ethiopian high officials are examples of God dispatching His servant somehow to the person who wishes to know more about God based on the internal and external revelations. So what is the conclusion? People end up in hell after their death because of their sins, wickedness and unrighteous life. However, if we acknowledge God's revelation that makes all of us clearly evident God's divine nature and divine power, And then if we respond accordingly to God, God will make sure we hear the opportunity to listen to the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. Gospel or good news is Jesus died for our sins, and that He was buried and rose again for the remission and forgiveness of all of our sins and shortcomings. And by accepting and receiving His Son Jesus as our Savior and Lord, you and I can have intimate fellowship with God and live eternally in heaven with God forever and ever. Isn't it the good news? Yes, it is an excellent good news called gospel. Now, we discussed the general revelation of God. Now, the Bible, the Word of God, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, are the special revelations. You see, there is a difference between general revelation and special revelations. I heard many instances in recent years that many sincerely seeking Muslim friends had dreams about Jesus Christ. Due to their dreams about Christ Jesus, some of them started searching on the internet and wanting to know more about Jesus, and they came to accept Christ as their Savior and Lord. This is also called special revelation. You know, God can do miraculous work to guide you to know the truth about Christ Jesus so that we do not need to go to hell. However, the basic question is, what did we do with the general revelation God gave to us regarding His existence, divine nature, and power? A very high official of the Queen of Ethiopia, who was in charge of her full treasure, was traveling back to his hometown from Jerusalem on his chariot. At that time, he was reading a book called the Book of Isaiah from the Bible. You know, this man had a deep desire to know more about the passages in the Book of Isaiah in the Bible. He wanted to know what is that means. Philip, an itinerary preacher, was preaching gospel in a different city called Samaria, and he had big revival because of his preaching there. You know, many came and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord because of his work in Samaria. However, God asked him to leave that revival meetings and immediately go to a lonely place in the wilderness to meet this high official from Ethiopia and talk to him and share the good news about Jesus Christ. You know, you can read about this God's intervention in Philip and this senior official's life in the book of Acts, chapter 8 in the Bible. Another example is Cornelius. Cornelius feared God and he prayed to God. He wanted to know the truth about God and prayed continually to God. God specially intervened in his life by sending Apostle Peter to him through a dream. God gave a dream to Cornelius and gave another dream to Peter so that they both can meet. It's wonderful. You can read about it in the book of Acts, chapter 10 and 11. You see, Cornelius, an high official of the Queen of Ethiopia, responded to the general revelation, and God made sure to find the truth about him. And God saved them by forgiving their sins and granting them eternal life in heaven. Jesus himself said this final verdict. Do you know what Jesus said? Listen what he said. This is in Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. He said, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. However, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. End of God. My answer is, people are going to hell because they want to continue in darkness and do not want to come to light. Whenever the light of God and the truth about God is presented to them from internal or external sources, people suppress and ignore the prompting in their mind, and they decide to continue stay in darkness. Thereby, they determine their future destiny in hell. You know, there is a second group of people. They heard the good news that God loves them. They understood God sent His only begotten Son to die in their place for their sins. They also heard that by believing in Christ, they can get forgiveness and eternal life in heaven. They heard it many times, and still they do not want to do anything with that special revelation granted to them in a special way. Then what else God wants to do with such people? Jesus Christ came into this world as a fulfillment of over 300 Old Testament prophecies. And you know, God allowed his own son Jesus to die for our sins on that cruel cross. And then they turn around and ignore and neglect the greatest gift ever given to them. What else a fair and just God can do other than allowing them to go with their disobedient and stubborn hearts and end up in hell? You know, unfortunately, they choose their own destiny. This is why the Bible is asking this question in Hebrews 2 verses 3 to 4. Listen, it says, "How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will." End of quote. My conclusion is, if a person never heard the good news of the gospel, which is the special revelation, they will be judged with what they knew about God and how they responded to that general revelation. If a person in a remote area who never heard the good news about Jesus Christ, if they pray to God and say, "Lord, please show me the truth about you and I want to obey you," Bible gives several examples that God would reach out to them somehow so that they can hear the good news about his son Jesus Christ died for their sins. He will do it. Now, how tragic is the condition of a person who had the general revelation of the creation around them, conscience inside them, and moreover was presented with a special revelation of the good news of Jesus Christ? You know, like the Bible says, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation fully and completely revealed to them? God was just, fair, and loving to reveal them the full truth, but still they decided to walk away and live in their darkness, because they loved darkness more than the light of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus said such people will die in their sins. Jesus said, you know, we can read that in John 8:24. He said, "I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am he. You will indeed die in your sins." End of quote. If and when a person dies in sin without the Savior Jesus Christ, then there is no way they can live in the presence of the Holy God in their sinful state after their death, because they died in their sins with no forgiveness and solutions for their sins. You know, the death seals people's eternal destiny. Bible provides no saving options after death. Though people in some belief system pray and do things for the dead, Bible does not reveal anything we can do after the death of a person. Nothing. Death seals the final destiny. Beloved, you do not need to die in your sins and face eternity with no presence of the loving Lord. No, you don't need to. You know, that horrible place is called the hell. Bible explains how horrible hell is. And I do not have time to explain the horrible place called hell in this answer section. But Jesus talked about hell more than anyone else. Why? Because he does not want us to go end up there. He does not want us to go there. That's why he talked about it many times. You know, with a small prayer now, you can change your eternal address from that horrible place called hell to a beautiful and loving place called heaven right now. I will help you to do that. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I know you loves me and allowed your son Jesus Christ to die in my place for all of my sins. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me, and I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and wash me, Lord, and give me eternal life in heaven with you. Thank you for saving me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. If you have any more questions, any other questions or clarifications needed, please go to teachbible.org and go to the contact section and send me an email. Thank you, and may the good Lord bless you.